Welcome to Awake Destiny International, also known as School of the Spirit. We have been given a mandate to invade the earth with the knowledge of God's word, intimacy with the Holy Spirit, via prayers and worship, demonstration of God's power, an expression of God's love to everyone.
You will experience the unadulterated word. The power of the Holy Spirit, His presence, and His principles as you listen to this message.
Thank you so much, Reverend. It's an honor again to be here. And I know somebody's life indeed is about to change. Believe it. Somebody's destiny is about to change. And then thank you so much, Justice. There's a word for you. I'll communicate it later. Very powerful. Because when you told me that, I had to go back and I started discussing with the Lord, why will a man in this life do this kind of thing? And He told me why. I'll communicate it later. Alright, wherever you are, I know you are here set for it. So I told the leaders in the morning in the school of ministry, I said, this is my house. I've become part of this house already. I'm already part of this house. Amen. And I want to share something that I really believe will bless someone. You know, while I taught in Footmina yesterday, I told them there is a dimension of grace that works by consciousness. There is a dimension of grace that works by awareness. That what you don't know, you really might not walk in it. So impartations don't just come by falling. At times they come as understanding. Right? That you sit down and impartation can come on you as an understanding. Not power falling down, no. That most of our limitations are not even caused by the devil. They are caused by the things we don't understand. If your understanding can rise to a higher level, the results in your life will be altered. There will be. There will be. Can you lift your hands wherever you are and say, Lord, I came today for an experience. Say, Lord, speak to me. Go ahead, talk to the Lord. Go ahead, talk to the Lord. Zabakota barita beke sibalata. Lembro sakabalate boko shata. Come on, go ahead, talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to Him. Father, let me experience Your glory. Let me experience Your presence. Let me experience Your glory and presence. Shabbate kobarataya. Zekete baradabaya. You are outside and sure you are praying. You are part of the meeting. Pray. When you are here,
before you tonight, and we honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Please, can you be seated? Hallelujah. I will teach briefly and we trust God to pray. Is that fine? The book of Luke 4. Lekopatiki barati yashata. Zemprosika balate brashata. Vambo shabarate kezilahaya. Zeketo balate presketaya. What? The man of God was leading the prayer. The Lord told me that is someone, he's accelerating your level of authority. He's increasing your level of authority. He's increasing your level of authority. That you will say things and watch them happen miraculously. And as I talk, there is someone that will begin to feel fire on your legs. Fire. Fire. It's a dimension of God you are stepping into. Fire on your legs. Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living one. Spirit of the ancient one, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living one. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom run in us. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory fall. We have a lion. We have a lamb of God. We adore the lion. Hallelujah. 4 and verse 18. That was our text in the morning. I will do a quick recap and then I will teach what the Lord blessed in my heart for this evening. Luke 4:18. There was a guy I came in the last time. He led the morning session ministration. Is he here? He sang a song. He led a song the last time I came. It was a morning session. You please come. Because while I went back home, the Lord kept showing me his face. Kept showing me his face. I had to ask the Lord, what's happening? He said, this young man, there is a grace that is upon his life for the nations. Not for this locality, for the nations. Lift your two hands. Father, give it to him. Give it to him. Let him step into something that will change his life for a lifetime. Let it change his life for a lifetime. He says grace for the nations, not for Nigeria, for nations. For nations. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I established a lot of things from this scripture in the morning. And I told you that number one, the source of the anointing is the Holy Spirit. That if you ever want to be anointed, don't chase the anointing, chase the Holy Spirit. When you build a solid relationship with him, automatically you walk in the anointing. He is the source of the anointing. And that for you to do and accomplish anything worthwhile in life, it takes the anointing. To even preach, it takes the anointing. And that the cure to poverty, number one is the anointing, number two is revelation. Is that it? We established that in the morning. He said, preach the gospel to the poor. That what the poor need is not money. You help the poor by giving them understanding. You don't help them by giving them money. Very powerful scripture. And Jesus is showing us that the reason for all his exploits was tied to the anointing. Never trivialize the anointing. Never. Value it with your life. Value it. You need it for business. You need it for ministry. You need it for career. You need it for academics. The anointing. And I want to share with us briefly the four kinds of anointing. There are many kinds of anointings responsible for various things in the body. For instance, an anointing came on Bezalel and he built. Is that it? According to pattern. There are all kinds of anointing, but let me share four with you. The first kind and dimension of the anointing is the anointing you receive at new birth. You receive it at new birth. What you will call the salvation experience. I will teach very briefly and we pray. That when you come into the kingdom and you are born again, there is a dimension of the anointing you receive the day you get born again. Automatically comes into you. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. As soon as you are born again, this dimension of grace comes and it resides in you. This dimension is responsible for your relationship with the Lord. It has nothing necessarily to do with ministry. No. It has nothing so much to do with accomplishing things here and there. It has everything to do with your relationship with the Lord. Your relationship. The Bible said this anointing that you've received dwells in you. And it said it will teach you how many things? All things. It will teach you all things. This is why a man can be born again today and then his life turn around 360. And the things he used to do, you realize he no longer does them. Naturally, there is an empowerment that comes for him to step out of the limitation he had always had. This anointing dwells in your inside. It is given to you at new birth. But this is not all there is. This is not all that there is. This is the first dimension of the anointing. There is this second dimension that comes on you on account of your office. On account of your office. I'm driving to the last because that's where we'll dwell and I will teach and we pray. The second dimension comes on you on account of your office. You are given an office, it comes on you to function. For instance, let's assume the Lord lay in the heart of God's servant, the man of God here, to open a branch, let's say in Lagos. And then he calls this young man and say, I'm sending you to Lagos. You will go and pioneer the branch of Awake Destiny. A lot of people in worship team will think this guy is not qualified. Because they've always known him. They've always known his limitations. They will say, what's your name, sir? They will say, is it solo you are sending? You didn't see anybody. Why will you send solo? This guy does not pray. We know him. This guy cannot do anything. He's limited in so many ways. But then man of God will call him and make him kneel down. He will pour the oil on him and said, I'm sending you with my grace. Listen carefully. As soon as that oil comes on him, his life is altered. He no longer goes to Lagos as solo. He goes to Lagos in the name of the anointing that sends him. That is an office he enters into. And then every limitation is swallowed up. He will arrive Lagos like a joke. He will start the ministry. And you begin to see the level of result. Everybody will say, is this the solo we used to know? No, sir. It's not the solo. When he got that anointing, when he entered into that office, there was a dimension of grace he stepped into. It's like a cloth. The day he will choose to leave that Lagos, listen, the result he will see there will not have so much to do with his name. No. The day they transfer him from Lagos to Port Harcourt and carry another person that is timid, you might even complain, this guy, what's your name, sir? Will Silas be able to manage a branch in Lagos? Please, pastor, don't make this mistake. This is something delicate. You don't send Silas. Look for a man that is on fire. The same thing will happen. The anointing will come on Silas like a cloth. He will step into Lagos and manage the work to a point we begin to see growth. And everybody will be amazed. But he has never pastored the church. What happened? There is a dimension of grace that comes on you to back the office. It's natural that you will not qualify. You stepped into it like a cloth. It happens even in our campuses. You were elected the president of your fellowship. Everybody complained. He is it this guy that won this thing? No, we are not sure. It's like they manipulated the result. We know who we voted, and God is saying, keep making mouth. We know this guy cannot manage our fellowship. Please, can we do something about it? You will attempt to do everything, is not working. And this guy will step into the office of the president like a joke. Now he didn't used to pray for the sick and watch them get healed. On account of that office, a member will run and come innocently and say, please, I've been having pains on my heart. He said, I think that's all, sir. Come, let's just pray. I don't know, but let's pray. And you will lay hand on that person. The person steps out, ulcer is gone. And people wonder, is Solo also among the prophets? Is he also working in the healing anointing? No, he stepped into an office. As soon as he stepped into it, God gave him a backing. He might be a village boy, but the anointing knows no village. No. He might be a very timid boy. He might be shaking before the time to minister come. But as soon as he climbs that place, he steps into that office, all of a sudden he begins to function in a way you yourself is amazed. Is this not the Solo we used to bring Gary together? It has nothing to do with where he's coming from. He just stepped into a season of his life. That office gives you a backing. For many of you, you've asked questions. How will I rise in life? I know where I'm coming from. My parents don't have it. Nobody around has it. I have news for you. That when the anointing comes on you, it defies every protocol. Believe it. Believe it. So this guy goes to Lagos. He goes to Port Harcourt again. An exploit begins to happen. Let me show you, there is a danger with this. I will explain it very briefly. Please, am I permitted? There is a problem with this. If this guy steps into this office and begins to see results, he should be careful not to think the results are accrued to his life directly. This sound now may be for ministers. If you're a minister, listen carefully. The day you will choose to say, okay, I'm no longer an awake destiny pastor, I want to go and start my church, he will be surprised. He will be surprised. Because what he was enjoying was the grace someone gave to him. So like a cloth again, it will lift from him. And now come a lot of people. One time, someone met me in Kefi, a very mature man of God. And he told me, please sir, I work with so and so. He called a very popular ministry in Nigeria. I work with this ministry. I opened branches for them in about 3 countries. I was doing very well. I was so established. And then something happened and I was not happy. I left to start my own. I said, you were not happy? You left to start your own? So offense started the ministry. It's already closed. It's not like it will soon close. It's already closed. I'm just trying to give you the story. He came and told me, why are things not working? I told him, 2 things are wrong. When you were under that ministry, there was a grace covering you. Number one. Number two, you don't start a ministry because you were offended. No. You don't start a ministry because you were not happy. No. The ministry closed up. He sold the place and left town. I don't even know where he is now. You see it? Let's assume this guy is an FCS president. This is the second danger. And then he keeps enjoying that grace, doing nothing with his spiritual life. You know, power can make you feel you've arrived. Is that it? It's very deadly. Now he's in this position. He no longer prays, but he prays for people and they are healed. It's dangerous. He doesn't even know what's responsible for the miracles. Then people will come and say, our family has been praying for a breakthrough. He will speak over their family and they'll come back with testimony. He's not praying, no problem. One day they will announce in the fellowship, we want to dissolve these people. We need new officials in this fellowship. You've been here for 1 year. You've blessed us enough. So it's time to do an election and bring in somebody else. This guy is celebrating and thinking, I think I've stepped into dimension. And God is saying, you didn't step into anything. Because you are about to leave. It's like a cloth. You are about to pull it and give to another person. When you pull it, you will know whether you were working or not. It's very dangerous. Believe what I'm telling you. So this guy now will conduct the election. He might even be the chairman of the electoral committee. He's happy thinking everything is fine. They elect the new people and then they will come. He will hand over the files to this guy. and then goes back home and demons start oppressing him, although born again. People will come again and say, I have some kind of pain. He will pray his life out and nothing is happening. When they dissolved that cabinet, the anointing left. He followed the new cabinet, because the anointing understands who has come into that office. It follows the person that comes into it. Very powerful. I've had a lot of people come around when they leave positions like that. They come and say, I started feeling so dry. Why won't you feel dry? It's already a proof you were far from your secret place. So you were enjoying the dimension of grace that accompanies that office, but never did anything to sustain yourself afterwards. It's deadly. So that whenever God lifts you and gives you a spiritual position anywhere, ensure you are walking behind the scene. The things you used to do that brought you to that place, don't stop doing it, because whatever lifts a man is what sustains him. Believe me, whatever lifts you, you have to keep doing it. If you rose by crooked means, you have to remain a crook forever. If you rose by prayer, you have to remain a prayer warrior forever. If you rose by whatever means, you have to keep doing that. Hallelujah. Let me show you a scripture on this. Exodus 40:13. Exodus 40:13. And thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garment and anoint him, sanctify him, that he might minister unto me. Where? In the priest's office. So this anointing that is coming on him like cloth is going to make him minister in the office. In the office. It has nothing to do with him. It has everything to do with the office. The office. So there is an anointing that follows office. There is an anointing that follows office. It follows office. They remove it from you and give to another. The anointing lift and follow that person. Hallelujah. Number 3. The dimension of the anointing you receive by your personal press. Your personal press. Personal press. I'll use you again later. Personal press. You are contending for dimensions. You are pushing. You are not allowing yourself to sit and be complacent. Every now and then you're on a fast. Every now and then you are in a retreat. When everybody is walking around, you are along with the word of God. Your personal press can open you up to a dimension. Let's see the life of Jesus. That same book of Luke. Verse 1, and we'll jump to verse 14. Just 2 verses. Luke 4. Is there anything too hard for you to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into where? Into the wilderness. This guy was even nice. If you read the account of Mark, I think 1:12. This guy was nice. I even have it. Let's try to see what Mark tells us. 1:12. I believe that's a place. His own rendition was not even nice at all. At all. Look at this. Everybody want to read. And immediately the Spirit, meaning Jesus, was not willing to go. He was not willing to go. What do you mean to drive somebody? He said to Joshua. It's like Jesus is saying, I'm not going, and the Holy Ghost is saying, you must go. If you want to carry this grace, you must go. You want to carry this grace, you must fast. You want to carry this grace, you must sit and study the word of God. You want to carry this grace, you must pray in tongues. There are wells, according to our Father, everybody must dig for himself. That nobody digs it for you. Nobody gives it to you. You know, one time, he surprised me so much. I went to see him one of those days. I think it was even the end of the year, last year or so, and I was really appreciating him. I said, Daddy, thank you so much. You've taught me a lot. My life and ministry is changing. I see increase. I see influence. I'm really grateful. I was on my knees thanking him. He told me something that broke my heart. I will tell you now. He said, Jonathan, you are not the only person that I've gotten an impartation from. It's something you did with the impartation. He said, I lay hands on so many people. What you do with an impartation determines what the result becomes. People can receive an impartation and never activate it. They go back believing that one laying of hands by Benihim will make them become Benihim. It doesn't work that way. There are wells you dig for yourself. There are dimensions you contain. Impartation is like a raw material. You have to find it. You have to do the work necessary on it. So this guy, like Jesus, is driven into the wilderness. He begins to go through pains. You know, if God is the one training you, pain is part of the outline. If God is the one training you, there are moments you will feel like God has left you. There are moments you will feel like crying. In fact, you will cry. There are moments you will sit alone in your room and wonder, oh God, didn't you call me again? Didn't you send me again? Am I talking to somebody in this place? That tears is supposed to be part of the outline. You are complaining, oh God, I've been drinking Gary. Ask every great person whether they didn't drink Gary. Ask every great person. There were nights they slept without eating anything. Compulsory fast. Ask every great man. There were days pain was the only language they understood. I'm telling you, every man you see with a crown, ask him the story. Ask him, yeah, from now let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks that has passed. One time I watched a documentary by Ketun Kuma, 1972 in Ora Robert University. She was talking to young students and she said, anytime you see Ketun coming on the platform, you like it. All of you will smile and clap your hands. You want to be like me. He said, but you don't want to like my life in the secret. If you know the things I do in the secret, you don't want to be like me. I stay with him weeping and crying day and night. People criticize me. It's part of it. Persecution and trials, part of it. Temptation and challenge is part of it. The wilderness experience. You really want to carry the anointing? Let me be announced to you that whatever you go through in life is what you are empowered to handle. For many of you are so broke, you don't even know why you are broke. It's because you are a kingdom financier. Yes. For many of you, every now and then you are having pains around your body. Should it be that the healing anointing is on you? Every now and then you will prophesy the word of God and confess it. Again and again you fall sick and you are wondering what's wrong with me. Ask every man walking in the healing anointing. Sickness have buffeted them at once. At certain point in their life, sickness was their customer. It will happen to everybody that what you are empowered to bless people with, you will suffer it. You'll be a victim of it. Hallelujah. The Spirit drove him to the wilderness and he was there fasting, crying. Look, get back to the book of Luke and give us verse 14. After going through all the pains, after going through all the challenges, look at what happened. Everybody want to read. And Jesus returned in what? The anointing. Of course, the anointing is power. He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Next line, want to read. And there went out a fame. You see it now? Two major things mentioned here: power and influence. Power and influence. Never tell me influence is not important. It's very powerful, very important. And one of the ways to get it is here. You will go through certain seasons of your life. You will go through pains. You will go through pains. It will look like no. In fact, there are times you will call people, please, can you help me? And they won't pick your calls. God is the one training you. I'm telling you, it's not every call that bounced that was handled by the devil. God himself can make people turn their back against you. When God is training you, it can look so tough. But if you can allow him train you, if you can allow him to train you. It might not be cheap. Listen, if the devil promised you anything, it's not like he can't give it. But all he's trying to do is to give you today what God has for you tomorrow. Period. He gives you today what God has for you tomorrow. If you can be patient with the making, patient with the process, go through the pain now. Get the track record for yourself. After a while, there could be a lot of us, that's what you're going through now. It looks like God is no longer... You even ask questions, oh God, are you still on the throne? He has not left. He's still there. He has not left. He's still seated. Oh God, can you see? He's not blind. He's still seeing. Can your ears hear me? He's not deaf. But that you have to go through that season. You have to go through that season. It opens up the door for power, the anointing, and for influence. So that if you are hearing about a man everywhere, you should know that there are certain dimensions he has gone through, certain seasons of pains, unbearable pains. In fact, I was teaching our leader something on Monday. I told them, even success has a level of pain attached to it. Even success. I realized that 98% of the people looking for success and greatness are not prepared. To be very honest, ask every great person what it takes to maintain that level of greatness. It's not cheap. Personally, I'm not even saying this because I'm not even great. I'm still coming up. But the little I'm beginning to experience, I'm trying to adjust to my new life. I think I share something like that with you. I'm trying to adjust to my new life. I never knew it can be this constraining. Every week you are either on the air or you are traveling from here to there, and there are tens and hundreds of messages you reply every day. You have to study the Bible. You have to pray. You have to spend time with God. You do all of these things, and people still expect you shouldn't drop. That anytime you come, there should be something fresh. They don't care how you do it. Just do it. Shebi, you said God took you to that place. Keep bringing it. We don't want to know. To be great is not cheap. There is a level of pain attached to it. And so if you have not conquered the pain of this level, you will never be able to manage the one here. Never. Never. For many of you, it looks like God is not too fair with you. Let me tell you what he's doing to you. He's helping you. So that when you get to that height, nothing brings you down again. Yeah. There are people who rise and after a while they are not there again. God is trying to save you that struggle, trying to save you that embarrassment, so that when he lifts you, sustainable success, sustainable greatness. From that height, if any motion happens to you, it's upward, not downward. Hallelujah. Go through it now. You might cry. Fine. In fact, there are times a lady came into my office and started saying, I asked God, why will you do this? And I said, kneel down. You ask God why? Kneel down. When she knelt, I said, tell God you are sorry. And number two, tell him, thank you for training me like you are doing now. Because what you are going through now is training. It's not like God hates you. No. You will only like it. Imagine training up a child. For some of you, you have children. You are training a child that are mourning. The child don't want to go to school. Is that it? You have to beat that child. You have to go to this school. At times, you will use all kinds of sweet things to send him away. He keeps going. Other days, he's going and he's crying. He doesn't know the value of it. After a while, he comes out a medical doctor. Then he comes back and tells the daddy, thank you for training me. He didn't thank you when you were flogging him. He didn't thank you when he was going through the tears and everything. That's exactly what's happening to a lot of us. God is building you now. It doesn't look like you should tell him thank you. After a while. So there's a dimension of influence, a dimension of power you enter by sacrifice, by your personal press. And the last dimension of the anointing I'm talking about today . The anointing you access by inheritance. You access it by inheritance. Can you take 1 minute and pray? Before I start talking on this, take 1 minute and pray. Zibrota kabala tekesila. Jemparo tekeheskila barata kabakatela. Jeparata balate. Barante kobos kobelegatia. Barate shkabalatela. Empratico sopa leke barateke. Sholamande rababros kabalate. Herapakapato sopa legeti. Rababakadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadan
Rafa Kapos Kobelekatia. Come on, you are outside and show your praying. Rafa Kabashokobelekatish. Lembra Supratikitimalabosh. Lekabarata Makaya. Shikitimalabosh.
Shatabalate Barante Kobo Shabalata Baranabesha Kabarate Kobo Shabalate Rapalaka Bashata Bagate Barande Kobros Kobalati Rapakabalako Bashataya Eko Paraske Barate Erupoko Shabalada Baranabesha Shikete Balana Mandi Rapakabalo Shataya. Come on, one more minute. Pray in tongues. Prepare yourself. Shikete balana na na mesh. Rapakabalana na na mosh. Rapalagaba shataya. Herate buku subalata. Errete balande subukete baya. Rebaba shunta balana na na mesh. Lakabarate buku subalagatia. Barande kubo sobalata.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The anointing you access by inheritance. Please be seated if you're standing. The book of Exodus 40. That there is a level of grace. Listen, let me start this way. Anointings can be territorial. Anointings can be territorial. And there are certain families, and of course, every family. How many of you know that in every family, God has a priest? In every family, God has a priest. That you are listening to me already is a proof you are the priest over your family. Believe it. Believe it. In every family, there is someone God handpicks and makes him become a voice. Makes him become the answer. You know, you can keep praying and saying, Lord, please send a helper to our family. Send a helper. And God is saying, you are the helper. I've sent the helper already. You are the one. It's just a matter of time. It's about to manifest. In every family, number one, there is always a priest. There is someone God finds. Number two, if a mantle is supposed to be for a family, listen carefully, and then nobody utilizes it. Listen, anointings don't leave families. Mantle don't leave families. If, for instance, your father was supposed to be a governor and he did not become, that anointing remains in that family. It doesn't leave. No, it doesn't leave. I will do an illustration. Let me have you stand here. You two. Okay, you stand at the front. You stand behind me. Okay, you are tall. Let me have a very summarized or average lady. You are, sorry. Don't feel bad. Somebody that is very portable, huh? Let's use you. No, faith. Let's use this darling. Thank you. All right, stand here. This is a father. This is a mother. Hallelujah. Let's assume this guy is married to this lady. It's just an example. But in case the Lord says something after now, you will have to say, just go and tell her what the apostle was saying was not like the Lord has been speaking. It's just I've not been hearing. Hallelujah. You're not smiling. Please smile. I don't scare him. All right, watch this. This guy is the father of the house. And there is an anointing that is prophetic upon his life. Or let's say an apostolic grace is upon his life. And then a prophetic grace is upon this dear lady. They married themselves in 1970. And they were not exposed to insight and revelation. Hope you know the anointing worked by revelation. They were not exposed. Nobody told them. Nobody told them. Maybe this guy became a herbalist eventually. A very terrible one. And they were now in partnership with his wife. And then hope you know that whatever a woman does is usually very serious. If a woman is into witchcraft and she's on you, you have to join prayer band. I mean, anything a woman lays her hand to do, it looks like the way God is interested in women is the same way Satan is interested in them. Because whatever you give a woman multiplies. Are you aware? No, they were configured that way. Give a woman a sperm, she gives you what? A child. Give her ingredients, she give you what? Give them a house, they give you a home. Give them pain, hellfire. They were configured that way, that anything you give them, they multiply it and give back to you. Give them happiness, they give you love and joy. I'm telling you, they are like that, naturally configured like that. So this guy now, of course, this is just an example. You are supposed to walk in the prophetic anointing, but somehow Satan hijacked it because there was no one to give you insight. Then they walked in that dimension of wizardry and witchcraft, and they became terrors in their locality and environment. Somehow, God himself knows that was supposed to be an apostolic anointing. This was supposed to be a prophetic anointing. God will look for one of their child. They will give birth to, let's say, 15 children. If possible, covenant all their children to that oracle. One day, somebody will break out and encounter light somewhere. He will encounter light somewhere. And then, each time he's praying, he starts having encounters. It's like there is a battle. And God is saying, for you, my hand is on you already. The devil can do whatever they want to do, but they don't have a hold over you. This guy comes in to ministry. And you are surprised with the level of ruggedity and fire. That anytime he stands, he seems not to be scared of everyone. He saw his father who was a wizard. There is nothing he has not seen. So the level of ruggedness is just there. Then he marries his wife. The same grace that was supposed to be on this lady's mother is now transferred to her. This is how it works. Or let's now assume they now were privileged to access light. So this guy truly became an apostle. This lady truly walked in the prophetic anointing. And then they get back to their children. This is what happens. There is no way a man will be a pastor and not find some of his children working in that land. I will show it to you. Exodus 40. Give us from 14 and remain there. 14 or just 15. And thou shalt bring his sons. Alright, let's just start from 14. And thou shalt bring his sons. 14. And clothe them with the cut. And then verse 14 now. Or is it 15? 15, sorry. And thou shalt anoint them as thou did unto who? Their father. So the same way you anointed the father, you anoint them, that they may minister unto me in the priest office. For the anointing shall surely be an everlasting word. Read the last line. Throughout, meaning you can never be a pastor and not have a pastor in that family. I've heard people say all kinds of things like Bishop David Oyedepo is a pastor, all his children are now in ministry. Read this scripture. It answers your question. God ordained it right from beginning. If you are a priest throughout your generation, there are people who ran away from the call still looks for a child in that family. Some of our parents are like that. They will sit down and tell you, I know the call was upon me. I bought a form to go to school of ministry. I don't know what just happened and I joined police. But the way I'm seeing you loving God, I think this thing has been transferred. Actually. For me, see, we're going to pray because God told me something. He said in this last age, it will not just be the former realm. It will be the latter and the former realm coming to us in this dispensation. And he told me that anointings our fathers were supposed to walk in, they didn't walk in them. He's going to gather all of them together and pour them in one generation. This is why this generation is going to be very mysterious. We are going to see men rise in dimension of wealth like never before. We are going to see men rise in dimension of insight like never before. Men will walk in terrible anointings beyond their prayer lives. So this guy was supposed to be an apostle, and he truly worked in that office. Then that mantle is still around that family. If this one is now giving birth to, and this lady is also a child in that family, this thing is going to be transferred. And what they are going to carry is not just one fold. You now will be very surprised. You used to know them as normal people. As soon as God called them and they jump into ministry, you are surprised at the result. You are saying, are you sure he didn't touch something? They didn't touch anything. It's just that beyond their prayer life, there was a transfer of grace. It came from their parent and landed on them. So imagine the fifth generation of this lineage. That great-great-grandfather was a pastor. That anointing will roll and roll and roll and roll. Their grandchildren are going to be very mysterious and terrible. This is why there are children who start prophesying from childhood. You don't even know. Let me tell you something. For some of you listening, your children are going to be abnormal children. What I mean by that is that they are not going to be normal. They are not going to be normal. Some of them will enter their classes and prophesy to their teachers. They will step into their classes and heal their classmates. Normally. Because with the understanding we have, there is something that's going to be transferred on the next generation. That's how it works. There are some of you, your mother was actually supposed to be a prophet. And I will tell you how. Every time she dreams, everything comes to pass. Every time she calls a morning devotion and says, please, God, I had a dream. Everybody's now scared. Mommy, what was the dream? Because if it's a negative one, everybody is scared already. This thing will happen. If it's positive, they start celebrating. She has a track record of having all her dreams come to pass. Some of our fathers, we are so, anytime they call a bad boy around the area and advise him, the guy cries. That is an anointing for counsel upon their lives. They didn't quite utilize it, but somehow one of their child will carry it. For many of us, our parents carried the anointing for wealth. I will tell you how. Every time everybody was broke, there was no money. Mommy would just say, all right, give me a few minutes. She will enter the room and lose one thing like that and bring out money. Everybody is stranded. She will find a way of bringing money. Some of you are students, you know what I'm talking about. When you call everybody and there is no hope at home, and you call your mom, she will tell you, all right, I don't have plenty, but I think God will make a way. She will just go, and then the next thing you see, 5,000 naira at last, and you are saying, mommy, where did you get it from? That is an anointing for wealth upon her life. It will be transferred to you tonight, too. Believe it. That's why I came. There are a lot of us. Our parents used to organize everybody in the village. They were like champions in the village. They will just call a meeting and they were not the king, so, but the way people honor them, Some of them were local political party leaders. Anytime they make a call, even the king was scared of them. There is a level of authority you are stepping into tonight. Believe it. Believe it. That is a transfer. That is a transfer. That is a transfer. This anointing can be gotten by inheritance. Look at what Paul told Timothy. Timothy 1 verse 5 down 2 Timothy. He said, I am aware that this anointing that was in your mother, grandmother, that was transferred to your mother, Eunice, is also upon your life. Anointings and mountains don't leave families. They don't leave. They don't leave. No, they don't leave. As I'm talking now, already some of you are picturing your father and your mother. You are seeing the dimension that is unique to them. You know that their level of wisdom and counsel is just that they were not privileged to be in this dispensation. Otherwise, they would have worked in amazing dimensions of result. It will be transferred. It will be. It will be. This dimension first is to our biological fathers. It also applies in the spiritual realm. That any man who pastors you pours himself into you. Believe it. Your pastor, I heard some of the testimonies of the things God is doing through him. There is no way God will use him like that and you are not being used. It's not possible. It's not possible. We keep hearing testimony in our place here and again. People, normal members, will minister to people and see dimensions of graces. There is no way they shouldn't see it. If it's upon my life, it should be upon their life. Have you noticed that ministry that are given to teaching on prosperity have wealthy people? Think about it. Think about it. Ministries that are given to the prophetic, almost everybody there want to see something. Because there is an outpouring. Ministries that are given to the power of God, the least among them works in power. So to them, falling down is not even a strange thing. Each time somebody falls, they just say, Lord, thank you. We know you do this thing, but it's normal among us. We appreciate you. We are craving for something higher. Something higher. There can be a transfer. That any tribe you belong to. How many of you know that allocations were given according to tribes? He told Joshua, share the land to them according to their tribe. Meaning if you had no tribe, you didn't have an allocation. Because inheritance comes by tribes. It comes by tribes. It comes by tribe. So this guy will now carry this anointing. His wife carried the same anointing. It was from their parent down to them. They now give it to their children. And from age five, the little girl will sleep and have visions. She will come in the morning and say, Mommy, I dreamt and I saw daddy bringing a new car. And I said, this is your dream. It's okay. It's okay. 2 weeks later, like a joke, at five, the man will drive a new car and come back home. And everybody saying, you? What happened to you? Nothing happened to her. It was just transferred to her. It was just transferred to her. For many of you know the way you dream is like your mother. Some of you know the way people love you. It didn't start with you. Your mother is like that around the environment. Everybody comes to your house. Everybody seems to like your mother. And you don't know. You leave the house. You are now in school. The same anointing is following you. It doesn't leave families. It doesn't leave families. At all. At all. When I found this out, I told myself, oh. That means my biological father was a pastor. And I'm connected to a lineage of a mysterious man. That means my life should be a wonder. No, it should be a wonder. When people meet me and say, Apostle, we don't understand your life. See the things God is doing through you. I said, do you know where I'm coming from? Both from the biological and the spiritual, I'm connected to graces. It's like two power horse. Connected to graces. Why wouldn't I see it in my life? When I noticed this, I had to sit down and study the possibilities in the life of our father, Apostle Selman. I told myself, I swear to God, everything I swear. Because listen, if you are, oh God, do you know if you enter your house, you are not scared of picking anything? For those of you who have little children in the house, if they walk into the house with their friends can be scared of touching some things. They will just go to the fridge and open it and drink anything. They will go to the parlor and carry the remote and change any channel. They don't care who is in the house. If you are a stranger, you will behave yourself. as they are changing, you are just smiling. You can't carry the remote because you know this is not your jurisdiction. If they live there to your house, you start manifesting your dimension. A hair, so long as it's a child, differed not. But the advantage of that scripture is that he's a hair, meaning what his father carries, he carries. What runs in his father runs in him. What runs in his father runs in him. For many of you tonight, this is what the Lord told me particularly, that you will activate the graces that have been dormant from their biological lineages. Believe me, these things are needed. For some of you, your parents walked in dimensions. The only limitation they had is understanding. They were not exposed as it were, but when you sit quietly, you realize that these guys truly loved God. They truly loved God. Some of them were in the choir. For many of you who are in the worship team, check closely. Your mother was in the choir. For many of you, your father was even the choir master. They will still see, even at this age, when you go back home, they sit together and they are singing hymns. You wonder why you are in the worship team. I now tell you why. You can't escape it. You can't escape it. Any business mommy does prospers. Anything daddy set his hand to do, no matter how little, prospers. And you are wondering, if this guy, how I wish God just send a destiny helper. Whether God send one or not, you carry the anointing that is upon his life. Carry it and put on your life. I've always shared this testimony. How many of you know that Daniel Kolenda, the man that took over from Rehan Bonnke, comes from the fifth generation of preachers? His great, great, great grandfather was a reverend. A reverend. He didn't just get the anointing because Bonnke laid down on him. It was transferred from grandfather, 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 grandfather. Then Bonnke now activated and multiplied it. As soon as he stepped into ministry, the result was not even an issue. It was as powerful as Bonnke was the one. Brothers and sisters, we're going to pray tonight. You will cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, any possibility my father, my mother was supposed to walk in and they did not, either for whatever reason, this night I activate them into my life.
For more information, visit our Facebook page on Awake Destinies INTL or follow us on Twitter via Awake Destinies I.
And you can call us on 070-3955-2603 or send us an email on info@awakedestinies@gmail.com.